John Williams here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. How are you? Dale's in our studio, our noted pet expert. You can always read his blog at stevedale.tv. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Welcome back, first of all. It is like deja vu being here with you in the afternoon. I love that.
Haven't done this in a while, have we?
I know it. I know. And I miss it. And for the same amount of money, I get Dave Schwanee.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, Mr. Schwanee.
Twice in 1 week.
I know.
Wow.
I know. So during my show, he is the authoritative newscaster. And we do something with Mr. Schwanee. You do not.
What is that?
I can now say I do something the king does not do. And that would be play a Schwanee song.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. Like,
and what would that be?
Schwanee. Oh, I love you. Oh, I love you.
Variations on Swanee River is. Wow.
There are hundreds of them.
John.
Really? No kidding.
And he gets a royalty for each and every one of them.
I didn't know that. So when do we get to hear this exchange with the two of you in the song?
6:30 Sunday morning. We've got to do something at 6:30 Sunday morning.
I'm going to set my alarm for that.
I don't believe you, but I hope you do.
So I saw the list of the top 10 dog breeds in America. Number 10 in order is, the number one most popular dog breed in America is the Labrador. Does that surprise you?
No. They've been up there for about 20 years, more than that, actually.
I thought this might be helpful. Since you know dogs and you know breeds so well, let me just go 1 to 10 with you.
Sure.
And then you just tell me quick a headline, what comes to mind about that breed of dog.
Sure.
All right? So, number one, Labrador.
Most versatile breed. They've always been there for us in every way possible.
Number two, German Shepherd.
Again, a versatile breed. A working dog at the same time is a great companion dog. A winner of lots of dog shows, and that helps too.
Golden Retrievers are number three in America.
Oh, you said that, you smile. I mean, you can't say Golden Retriever and not smile.
Bulldogs?
I'll tell you, they have a way about them, and you either love them or you don't. But for the people that do and can afford them, you love them.
Well, bulldogs are expensive, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Number five, Beagles.
Snoopy. How can that be bad?
French Bulldogs are number six.
There is a dog with a sense of humor. So if you have a sense of humor, this is the dog for you. I think the dogs actually do have a sense of humor, but the most comedic of all dogs that could win an Emmy Award for a sitcom would be, in fact, the French Bulldog.
Number seven, poodles.
Lots of reason for this. So it kind of cheats. So this category includes the miniature poodle, the standard poodle, and the toy poodle all put together. A lot of people have poodles because they're really smart. A lot of people for a lot of people with allergies, you can actually do well with a poodle.
Does a cockapoo fall into the poodle category?
Mm-hmm. Those are just mixed breed dogs.
Rottweilers are number eight. That was the one that I was saying earlier. It was shocking that they're back in the top 10.
Shocking. But not so much so, really. I mean, when they fell out of the top 10, it's not that they fell down to the bottom of the list or anything. They just fell to number 11 at one point or number 18 at some point. You know, bigger dogs have a tougher time now just because of our lifestyles. And there was also some bad Rottweiler PR. But they can be, in fact, are often great dogs.
Aren't they beautiful dogs, some of them?
They are beautiful.
Number nine, Yorkshire Terriers.
Oh, they're as popular here as the pudding is in the UK, I believe.
And finally, number 10, Boxers.
You know, Boxers are a great family dog, and they are gladly back in the top 10. They had been out of the top 10 for many years, but sometimes these cycles just come and go for no rhyme or reason.
You were giving us your reaction to each of them, but would you say that these dogs all have different personality types?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, for instance, German Shepherds, vicious dogs, tear your arm off, very obedient, but also the kind of dog that you would never want to have on a block with children.
Whose show am I on? What? None of that is true. You know that. No, German Shepherd dogs. I mean, listen.
I used to see German Shepherds all the time. I am shocked that they're number two on this list. I did not think German Shepherds were as popular as evidently they are. They're number two in America.
They've been on the top five for as long as I could remember. I mean, over 25 years.
Huh.
Yeah, very popular dog.
So how would you?
So let me tell you a few things. Number 13 on the list. See, you skipped the most important breed.
What did I skip?
Number 13 on this list because I
wiener dogs.
Yes.
Yes.
Dachshunds.
Hello.
Yes.
Doxies.
Yeah. They were number 10 last year.
Okay. Wait.
Though,
so let me do number 13. Yeah. Steve Dale. Wiener dogs. Go.
Okay. Number 16 on the list.
No. I want you to do the thing where you give me your gut reaction to dachshunds. Go.
They are happy because they know John Williams.
We've rescued some. We went to a breeder one time and got a wiener dog. And then when Fred, America's largest wiener dog, died, We're always replacing them with more rescue wieners.
As you know, they can have medical problems, you know, because of the way they're built. They're a dog that's longer, so they have this very long backbone, and at times that can cause them problems.
They're very territorial. They're very protective. They're very short.
But it seems as though that a problem that dachshund owners have in common, they are like potato chips. You cannot only have one.
Yeah, that is true. That's funny. As often as I see somebody walking one, I'll see them walking two of those
guys.
Yeah,
exactly. The most popular breed, the trendiest, let me rephrase that, the trendiest dogs, one of them is the Belgian Malinois.
Don't know what that is.
So it's one of the Belgian shepherd dogs. There are three breeds of them. So when you go to an airport and you go through security, it's often a Belgian Malinois that you will see. And the reason why they've gone up so much in popularity is not so much as Belgian Malinois pets, but Belgian Malinois being used by the TSA and police departments all over the country.
As opposed to German Shepherds.
Yes, actually, very often. Yeah, in addition to, and they may have fewer medical problems. One of the other trendier breeds, they're way down, number 84 on the list, but they moved way up from where they were, which was number 93, the Anatolian Shepherd. It's a dog you probably never heard about, but they're a Turkish sheep herding dog. Hmm. I have no idea. And they're not a dog for everybody. They're a very independent breed that was bred to make decisions on their own. And when dogs do that, that's not always a good thing.
Would you say that one breed of dog is smarter than the other? Is it understood in your business that these are the smartest dogs? Which one would that be?
No, defining intelligence is a hard thing to do. I was just in Austin at South by Southwest, a conference presenting on a panel with the owner of a dog named Chaser, a border collie, thought to be the smartest dog ever on the planet. This dog knows like hundreds and hundreds of words and also can do description. So if you say, get a ball, you could say, get the red ball, but no, get the larger red ball. And this dog will actually understand all of that. It's a border collie, which for many of us wouldn't be surprising.
I've had border collies, and they were really smart.
Mm-hmm.
But that probably says a lot about the owner of that particular dog, too.
Oftentimes. So we don't, I don't think we challenge our dogs enough. I think we assume they can only learn so much, and we're busy, you know, so we're not always teaching them things.
You said something once to me that I thought was just so true and smart, and it's kind of sad, and that is our dogs are bored a lot of times.
Oh, yeah.
And we should give them jobs to do. If you give your dog a task, the dog will really appreciate that. And I'll be honest with you, that's not been something I've disciplined myself or my dogs to do.
We live in a nation, I think, filled with unemployed dogs.
isn't it?
We need to improve that employment rate, and that's an easy enough thing to do.
Do you think there's a type of dog that is best for families with children?
I think there are lots of types that are best for families with children, including the most popular breed of all, which isn't a breed, but the mutt.
Yeah.
And that should be the most popular.
Yeah. I got to pause. If you got a question
or
comment.
Did you say pause
first?
Only because you're talking to me? Sorry. I won't do it again.
I'm going to stop talking briefly. You may want to join us. The number is 312-981-7200. Steve also is involved in some legislation in Springfield, or at least has opinions about what's
sure
going on in this great state of ours. And we'll ask him about that next
state,
here on WGN. A couple more minutes left with Steve Dale. You can read his blog, which is, I guess, the pet blog to go to, stevedale.tv.
Many people tell me where to go to.
We're talking about the top 10 most popular breeds in America, the list released this week. The Labs are number one. The German Shepherds are number two. And my wiener dogs, my Doxies, are number 13 on the list.
Yay.
Gary's on WGN. Hey, Gary, you got a question or comment? What's on your mind?
Well, I'm going to ask Steve if it's possible that a German Shepherd from a good breeder can be actually mentally retarded. Can dogs be mentally retarded?
Oh, I've got two of them right now, I promise you that.
No, you don't. We don't know. We honestly don't know. So that's the best I can answer.
We talk about breeds in general, okay, German Shepherds are smarter, collies are smart.
And individual
dogs could have a much higher or lower IQ. I suppose it's possible that a dog could have some of the same sorts of maybe neurological problems that a human being would have?
Yeah. I mean, I just came from a conference where I was on a panel talking about how we age similar to our dogs. So I suppose it's possible. So lately, since autism has been in the news, I get emails saying, I don't want to vaccinate my dog because I'm worried my dog's going to be autistic.
Seriously?
And that is not the case. In dogs, I'm not going to comment on people.
Oh, I think most people would comment on people. They'd say, hey, get your kid vaccinated, A, and B, get your dog vaccinated, B.
I agree.
Talk to me about this legislation in Springfield and puppy mills.
Oh, my gosh.
I have a minute left.
Well, all right. So communities all over the country have said selling dogs and cats at pet stores is not a good idea because we know where they come from. They come from puppy mills. So let's stop it. Chicago, one of the communities, other communities in Illinois, the entire county of Cook as well. This piece of legislation that is like floating around now and passed by a Senate committee says that communities like Chicago that have passed those laws, no, they won't be good anymore. They will go back in time. You have to sell animals at pet stores. And going forward, no community would be able to pass a similar law. And in essence, what this law would be doing, if it were to go through, and I can't imagine that it would be supporting puppy mills, which is
Should
crazy.
I ever trust dogs at those doggy
no.
stores? Why not? They look happy. They look healthy. They look
Even if they are, and they often are not, what about the moms and dads that were brought up in the kind of conditions that you've seen on TV specials
the one
that
I
are
rescued.
Just as bad?
Yeah.
And you pay a price for it, maybe, and that they're not so well socialized. I know someone called in about coonhounds. They're number 128 on the list.
Let's you and I talk about that puppy mill thing on another day.
I would love to. And it's great to be back with you, man. You're the best. You are.
I'm not. But
He's
it's
the
good
king
to be,
for a reason.
I'm going to play a commercial now.